This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Thursday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite. Now, a special shout out goes out to our active duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort to keep us free and safe. To everybody that's working on a Third Watch right now, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially our over-the-road truck drivers and men and women out there behind the wheels of those big 18-wheelers. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, and Parler the same way. We're also on Twitter, at Captain's America. And don't forget, you can check out our website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Simply, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Go over there and check out our website. All right, joining us right now from the northern part of the United States in some big blue state, and he doesn't want to be there for long because he's going to go back over into the Buckeye state, I think. But anyway, here he is, the man, the myth, the legend, Ron Edwards. Aha! Aha, aha! Thank you, thank you, thank you. They're gone.
Yes.
Well, are you ready to say the pledge?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic. For which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize those two words, under God, because our great country was formed under Judeo-Christian values. Well, let me see here. The U.S. State Department says that the Taliban finally admitted that they're stopping these aircraft that are on the ground and they're being held up for leaving the country because of required Taliban paperwork. But then all of a sudden, last night late, we get this announcement from our State Department saying that the Taliban says they're going to let 200 Americans go in Kabul and several foreign nationals, too. It's going to be one aircraft flying in to put as many people as they can in it. It's going to turn around and it's going to fly back out. That's it. One aircraft.
Well, you know what? I blame our government, or the government of the United States, for all of this problem. We had things under control, and we decided to allow it to spin under control because of policies that don't make any sense when it comes to dealing with terrorist groups and these types of nations. And so here we are, still Americans are going to be left over there, still Christian Afghanis are going to be left there, and we don't have a government that is in place now in this country that cares to deal with them as they should be dealt with. And we're going to have this problem hanging over our heads for quite a while.
Well, that's the understatement of the year. And, of course, the reason they want the Christians left behind and don't want them to leave the country is because that gives them a target to shoot at, because they're going to kill them. I'm talking about the Taliban and their buddies.
That too, but the reason why the Biden administration does not want the Christian ones to come into this country, because more likely the Christian ones would lean more towards Republican policies and beliefs.
Let me ask you a question, because this was asked me of a listener, and I have no way of knowing,
sure.
and I don't think we could ever find out.
Sure.
How many of the people being left over there, Americans, that is, and even the Christians, the Afghanis with dual citizenship, how many do you
sure.
think are registered Republicans?
None? None of the Americans.
I'll bet there's a bunch of them
very
over there.
Few.
Mm-hmm. I'll bet there's a bunch of them over there that are Republicans in nature. You want to make it political? I will.
Oh, in nature.
Yeah. Versus Democrats that are getting out.
I believe that's what I was saying, that the Christian Afghanis, that they don't want to come into this country, may lean more towards voting Republican
mm-hmm.
once they're settled. But the Americans that have been over there, I think most of them are Democrats.
Well, they're coming back, apparently.
Yeah.
All right. Well,
but I still don't think that's all of the Americans, though.
No, of course not. Now, meanwhile, the job openings yesterday surged, which is a good thing. There's jobs there. The hiring has stayed the same, and people still don't want to work because they can still, using the child tax credit, make more money staying at home with the kids than they can working.
And this is very bad. I mean, this is horrible, Captain, because you know what that does. That makes people more dependent, more lazy. And once you give up the attitude of wanting to work, what you do is you make yourself susceptible in the long run and more open to a dictatorial government, the government that wants to rule over you from cradle to grave. If you don't have this common sense to take care of yourself and to take care of your family, if you don't want a job, go run a business, and you potentially can make much more money than having a job. But here's the thing. When you are a lazy bum, and I think people are lazy bums after a certain point, of just wanting to live off the government dole, you set the country up to become even more socialist in the long run, because that's what happens in socialist countries.
Mm-hmm.
But then, when they break the bank and things collapse, then you have a dictatorship that is very brutal. I mean, history repeats itself over and over again. You've got Cuba, you've got Venezuela, and all these nations to back up what I'm saying. And this is where we're headed if we don't bring this stuff, this craziness, to a halt.
All right, hold that thought. We're going on a break, and we'll be coming right back with Ron Edwards. We'll have an Edwards notebook here during the break here. But also, something else to consider here is the fact that the people that don't want to work, well, you know, some of them, they're getting that extra money, and they're still out there. They bought lawnmowers. They bought weed whackers. They bought shovels. They're doing handyman stuff. That's what they're doing. Okay, I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere. This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
All righty, this portion of the program, my conversation with Ron Edwards from the Edwards Notebook, is brought to you by Moss Nissan. Now, Moss is spelled M-A-U-S, Moss Nissan. I don't even know how many cars have been sold because of this show and in yours truly, but I'll tell you what, the other day I was up there at Moss Nissan. Three people came in, three people walked out with cars, and they were all there because of me talking about them and because of the fact that when they walked in, they said, the captain sent me, and right away, $500 knocked off the price of the car. That's the way it works. It's just that simple, folks. And it's amazing to me how many customers they get from the Panhandle, South Georgia, all over Florida and Tampa Bay, too. Now, also up and down the East Coast in the Midwest and all the way out as far west as Phoenix, Arizona, people have come to buy from Moss Nissan. They just cannot be beat when it comes to pricing customer service. Now, it starts with Moss Care. That gives you free oil changes and tire rotations for the life of your vehicle. By the way, Moss Nissan, whatever it takes to be the best in the nation, that is their motto. And check out the all-new Rogue when you get there, the hottest SUV in the market. I'm telling you, I tried to measure as best I could just by me sitting creature comforts in the Rogue and sitting in a Murano, and it's the same front seat, the same room. They've really opened up the room in the Rogue, so it's really quite a redesigned vehicle. Now, clean trade-ins right now are commanding a great resale value, so you can take them there and find out how much money you're going to get, and it's going to be more than what you think, I guarantee you. Now, don't forget, Moss Nissan's exclusive home of the You Serve, You Save program, where active-duty military, veterans, first responders, and church pastors all get taken great care of. So visit them today. Moss Nissan in Crystal River, Newport Richey, plus Nissan in Acura on Florida Avenue in Tampa, online at Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com. And don't forget, coming soon, up north of Tampa, another brand-new dealership. Oh, I can't wait, I can't wait, I can't wait, and I'll be there for the grand opening. Don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com. All right, folks, time for Neighbor's Notebook.
There are those who want you to believe that America's best days are behind us. Hello, I'm Ron Edwards. On today's page from the Edwards Notebook, brought to you by Constitutional Grounds Coffee, the United States is still reeling from the most humiliating event in our nation's history. After two decades of our military successfully holding Taliban and ISIS enemies at bay in Afghanistan, the current regime handed over Afghanistan. Afghanistan Christians and even U.S. citizens were deserted. Domestically, our sovereignty is being threatened, or at the very least, per long-term plans of the leftists now in power, we could soon witness the permanent fundamental transformation of these United States into an awful place that resembles crap hole nations the majority of illegal border crossers come from. There's also more variants, more shots, and mask mandates being plotted along with economic government policies that could render our republic a hopeless economic and morally depraved wasteland. But despite all of that, I firmly believe there are better days ahead if, and I mean if, we the people stand and fight together under providential guidance while saying no to the madness. For in God, we should trust. I'm Ron Edwards. Check out the RonEdwards.com.
All righty, and that's Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook. Let's go over here, Mr. Ron Edwards. Wait a minute there, Ron. Hold on a second. I got a little parched here. By the way, I've got the iced coffee going tonight. And, folks, I am drinking Constitutional Grounds iced coffee. I'll tell you what, it's delicious, and I really like it, and you're going to like it too. All you got to do is go to Ron Edwards, the website, theronedwards.com. Check out the Constitutional Grounds coffee display that's there, and you can make a purchase. Use the code RE20. That'll save you 20% on the coffee. And, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy, what's that they say about the coffee there, Ron?
Well, Constitutional Grounds coffee is the coffee you want in your cup.
And if not, put it in my Turbis tumbler.
That's where there you go.
That's where I get the iced coffee. And I tell you what, the iced coffee is really good. So there you go. Okay, back to the ranch. far-left co-host of The View, Joyless Behar, I call her the Wicked Witch of New York City, she said yesterday, she implied that the unvaccinated COVID-19 patients don't deserve medical help because they've chosen to defy the science and have chosen to listen to the lies on Fox News.
Well, I tell you what, Joyless Behar is...
Joyless.
Is a moronic leftist. Yeah. First of all, who is she to dictate who or whom should not receive any medical or health care? She says that the patients have developed long-term habits like smoking and things of that nature, and therefore they should receive health or medical care. But she says that the Corona China virus patients, they made a quick one-time decision not to take the shot, and therefore she, if she could, she would deny them access to any health or medical care. So, you know, she's just a blowhard that, just continues to rattle off such stupid ideas that I pray go nowhere.
By the way, what do you think about these refugees that are being brought into, say, Chantilly, Virginia, and they're not being fully vetted, and they're hopping in cars, they're calling up Uber cars, and they're coming to pick them up, and they're just disappearing?
Well, you know, that's what I'm talking about. We were alluding to earlier when we were talking about all these people that the government is bringing in, and they're making sure that they're only Muslims that are coming into this country, people that have no idea or desire to assimilate into our republic, and they don't believe in freedom, they don't believe in liberty, and all they're doing is getting help from the Biden administration to dramatically increase their numbers and influence in this country. And who knows? There are sleeper cells around the country, in my opinion, that could do real big harm in this country at any time. And you know what happens, how they celebrate around the world every time, every annually during 9/11, and we have to really look out because our government has just foregone. They've just totally given up their job of protecting us from both from enemies, both foreign and domestic, and they're letting them all in. So,
by the way, an MSNBC host, one of the new ones that they have afternoons, suggested that the Supreme Court is engaging in collusion with GOP-controlled states to roll back abortion rights.
Well, see, here's the thing. They're not rolling back abortion rights. What they're rolling back, if people would pay attention, is federal control of the law. They're trying to push it back to states' rights to, you know, the individual state should be deciding the abortion issue. That's the push that's going on now. And if good states like Texas decide that they don't want killing babies to be on the forefront, they have the right to make that decision. But if you're in New York and you want, you know, abortions left and right, they have the right as a state to choose that way. But I believe that they're trying to make it a state's decision and get it out of the federal government. And I believe that's the best way to go for now.
Now, Texas is having a lot of challenges to it going on there right now, but Texas Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick is pushing for a 2020 election audit bill.
Yeah, and there's more and more evidence that's coming out that there have been a lot of misdoings, in the 2020 election. And all he wants to do is to, you know, make sure, like they're doing in other states as well, to make sure that they get this thing cleaned up. And one of the best ways to do it is a complete audit. Audits are great. And I'm with Dan Patrick on that. We need an audit. There should be audits in other states so we can clean it up. Mm-hmm. So that we won't have the same problem again in 2022 and 24. Yeah.
And finally, before we run out of time, Bagram Air Base is about to have new tenants, and they get their orders from Beijing. The Chinese are coming to Afghanistan.
Well, we have a Chinese concubine called the President of the United States, Joe Biden, and others, Mitch McConnell, he's another concubine. And basically, this spineless, I don't know how to describe the American government anymore, but it's not good. And it's because of their policies that this has happened. We should not have ever, ever, ever given up that base.
Well, China owns Joe Biden, owns him.
Yeah, that's why I call him their concubine.
Yep.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yep. Okay.
This is bad stuff, Captain.
It is, and we'll talk to you on Tuesday, and we look forward to playing your notebook on Saturday's show, the weekend show.
Absolutely. Right. Godspeed. Take care.
All right. Ron Edwards, everybody. Host of the Edwards Notebook, host of the Ron Edwards Experience. Go over to his website, theronedwards.com, to find out how you can hear his program. That's theronedwards.com. And I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen has sounded the alarm bells over the nation's borrowing limit that could spark a global economic crisis if Congress fails to take action. Yellen's warning, delivered to congressional leaders on Wednesday, said that the country could default on its debt as soon as next month. Democrats would need 10 Republican votes to raise the debt ceiling if Republicans filibuster the measure. Taliban fighters used whips and sticks against a group of women protesting the non-inclusive government in Kabul Wednesday. That was following the announcement of the all-male-only interim government. The fighters also beat a number of journalists covering the demonstration, according to witnesses on social media. The government issued a decree Wednesday banning all protests without prior Taliban government approval. Roughly a quarter million people in Louisiana are still without power. FEMA has set up field offices throughout Louisiana. Call for help, 800-621-3362. USA Radio News.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. That's 800-475-0092.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Take it away, Captain.
Thank you very much, Kyle Warren. Now, you've heard me talk about her before on the program, and that's the author of Tugging the Patriot Pump, Lauren Kelly. She's here with us on the telephone right now. And, of course, Lauren Kelly, the author of the Tugging the Patriot Pump book series. Drew, we're going to be talking about another book that you should have to help educate your children and grandchildren and the like. So, good morning to you, Lauren Kelly.
Good morning, Captain.
Now, let me see what's going on. Let's check in and see what you're up to this week.
Well, I've got a great book for everybody. It's a David McCauley book, and it's an oldie but goodie, and some of the adults might recognize it. It's called The Way Things Work Now. And it was first published in 1998, and it's been revised for today. So it is, it's a lot to take on. But you don't have to be technically minded to enjoy the great drawings and the text leading us from basically the principle of the zipper, like all the way to the pyramids.
Well, you know, folks, I want you to know that you can go to the website to find out more right away. Let me get that out there, TuggyThePatriotPup.com, TuggyThePatriotPup.com. And when I give you the website, you know, it's not just a children's book or this, that, and the other. If you're a grandparent, if you're an aunt or an uncle, if you got kids, if you're homeschooling them, they are not teaching American history. They just aren't. I've seen the books. And if you're paying attention, you've seen them, too, in the public school systems. This is something that, in my opinion, will teach the kids American history. They'll love it. They'll be involved in it. And whammo, we've accomplished our goal. We're actually teaching them something, right?
Yes, because, you know, We're slipping. We're so slipping, Captain, as a country. I feel like these kids have lost about a good year and a half, and anything that can bring them back to emotionally connecting with American history is really just a big goal of mine. And these other books that I'm bringing to your attention, you know, the same thing. We really need to get books into the hands of kids that make them go wow. And wow is the first, you know, the first thing that brings us to learning. So I'm gonna go to back to the way things work. And this is a fun book, and it's full of surprises, and it's comprised of five big sections. But oddly enough, the author, for whatever his reason, he's chosen a big woolly mammoth to go with him on his journey, his prehistoric buddy.
Right.
There's no real reason for the author's choice, but it makes the book a really happy read.
Well, now a woolly mammoth, that's the older version of the elephant, okay.
Yeah, and most little kids, they learn about the woolly mammoth right along when they learn about their dinosaurs, and there's very few kids, no matter how maybe limited their learning has been before they start school, most all of them are pretty dino crazy. So we start off with screws, levers, cranks, and pulleys, and a simple can opener taken out of the drawer, and if you sit at a kitchen table and show a child how a can opener cuts through the metal, it really can, you know, light a big spark. And then, of course, you know, who of us haven't handed a child scissors? And whether it's paper or cloth, it's really a moment when you put a tool in a child's hand and show them how to go forward.
Now, let me just remind everybody that Lauren is going to be at our event coming up on September the 23rd at the Grand Hyatt in Tampa Bay, the Bring Small Businesses Back Tour for Job Creators Network. She'll be there. Mike Gallagher, of course, is up on stage with Larry Elder, who could be the governor-elect of California. The JCM president and CEO, Alfredo Cortez, will be there. Fox News contributor and our buddy Rebecca Walser will be there. Bill Bunkley will be there. I'll be there. We'll have a special early speech by Governor Ron DeSantis. It'll be a policy speech. It'll be something that's going to garner national attention. So we'll be breaking news that night, Lauren, and you'll be right there watching all of it because you'll have a table right by the front door.
Yes, I'm looking forward to meeting everybody. I'm looking forward to meeting everybody and to come see the books. I've got a great gal coming with me from Rhode Island. Her name is Paula, and she's so excited to go down to Tampa and possibly meet the next governor of California and meet the now governor of Florida.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to go on to harnessing the element because we all know how much kids love to play in water. And I am a plumber's daughter, and this book does go on to explain the power of the flushing toilet. But the waves of flight, I don't think most young people realize that flight as a way of travel for us, unheard of for our great-grandparents and even our grandparents, just to get on a plane and, you know, so many of these kids are used to, even if they haven't gone to Disney World, they think about going to Disney World or to Disneyland. So just stuff that even a generation ago, the mm-hmm. harnessing of the air.
Mm-hmm.
The book is so patient. It's just such a patient book when you explain things like the sun, and you explain the sun as a sight. You get the flame from the sun, and you get the heat from the sun, and how the sun travels all that millions and millions of years away. And to have a book that actually brings this to the kids, there's just not enough of this. And along, like I say, with my books, the way things work now is just a super, super duper book. And there's not a cell phone. There's nothing. There's nothing that doesn't come. If the book starts in such a simple way, I don't want to get ahead of myself, but the book starts in such a simple way. And then it brings us all the way to how the screws and how the levers and how the pulls and the pulleys bring us all the way up to the cell phones. And what we're really holding in our hand for the children is a computer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's right, because even the cell phone is a handheld wave receptor. But Wally's chiming in the chat room here. Wally's saying, a friend gave me that book that you were talking about years ago. I still have it. Now I'm going to have to get in with a Tuggy series.
Well, you know, the really good books, which is what I hope happens to my Tuggy series, the really good ones, they don't go away. They, you know, a lot of us, when we quote-unquote declutter, we go through our books, and very often we there's books we just can't give away. And this is one of those books that you would say, I need to keep this for my children or my grandchildren. This is the way things work now. So the digital domain is really how it wraps up at the end, Captain. And I can't explain to anybody how a computer works, but this book explains how a grocery store works. Mm-hmm. And by sticking with it, you'll get it too. And it does all come together in the end. And so it's a book that not only starts with the littles, and, you know, I'm always a big one, you gotta get them when they're little. But it's a great enough book. It could go right on to high school and then on to even beyond, because I know you advertise a technical school here on your show. And there's not a principle here that doesn't apply to how to fix an airplane.
Mm-hmm. Well, let me just remind everybody, we're running out of time. Got 30 seconds here, so I'll let you wrap it up. But I want to tell everybody, you can go to TuggyToPatriotPup.com, TuggyToPatriotPup.com, to find out more, and you'll be glad you did, especially the grandparents. The aunts, the uncles, the mothers and the fathers, the homeschool folks, this is exactly what you need to have to teach your kids something beneficial. Go ahead.
Well, I'm so excited for school to be back on, and I hope the absence of group learning all over the country has really got kids and their families ready to enjoy, you know, learning and learning how things work. So thank you, Captain.
All right. Well, you take care, and we'll see you in a couple of weeks.
All righty. Bye-bye.
All right. Thank you. That's Lauren Kelly, everybody, the author of Tuggy, the Patriot Pup. And you want to make sure you check out her website and check out those books. I'm telling you, you're gonna really like what's there. And the parents that you get these history books these days, the new ones that they've done, they're not teaching American history. I've seen them. I've looked at them. They're leaving things out, and they're not making it interesting. Okay. Let's go to break. Roger, it's your turn.
This is Roger P. Shulman, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
All right, folks, we're coming right back. Final segment. Don't forget, this show's all about we the people. And we the people are the bosses of applesauce. They work for us. We don't work for them. We can hire them, and we can fire them. Remember that. I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Millions of Americans are preparing for food shortages. No wonder, with increasing bizarre news headlines, water shortages, and the trucking crisis, we're seeing the early warning signs. Food shortages can happen overnight, catching you completely by surprise. That's why it makes good sense to secure some emergency food kits while you can. Emergency food that stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage, unlike grocery store food that goes bad fast. The company to trust is My Patriot Supply. We've served millions of American families in recent years. Our food kits give you over 2,000 calories a day, which is what your body needs under stress to survive. We ship fast and discreet to your door. You'll have your food within days, too, not weeks or months. Our mission is your survival. And our food could definitely be a lifesaver when the peanut butter hits the fan. So don't wait. It's time to act. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to teamgaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Youngevity. TeamGaday.com.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You've found it, the most listened to radio program in the overnight. The Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. Lock it in and join the Captain's Army.
All righty. Thank you very much, sir, for doing that. This portion of the program brought to you by Dominic's Blinds and Decor. Dominic's Blinds and Decor, located in Sarasota at 4540 Clark Road at McIntosh, just across the railroad tracks on the south side of Clark Road. Look for the red, white, and blue Uncle Sam with the American flag, too. Now, all their blinds, shades, and shutters are made in the U.S. of A. They are a Hunter Douglas dealer, and unlike the big box stores, Dominic's will offer installation, on-site cleanings, parts, and repairs. Don't forget, you can stop by and see Jill and the gang in the store. And if you want, give them a call at 941-922-2345 to set up an appointment for service. Now, the other thing is, don't forget, all military and first responders get a discount on your purchase at Dominic's Blinds and Decor, 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota. Again, the phone number to call, 941-922-2345. That's 941-922-2345. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. That'll save you money, too. And there you go. Dominic's Blinds and Decor. You know, we have got that big event coming up down here in Tampa. And for those of you listening that would like to come and see our governor, Ron DeSantis, he's going to be giving a 20-minute speech at the beginning of the opening of the Bring Back Small Businesses Tour, the Job Creators Network-sponsored event. They're putting it on at the Grand Hyatt in Tampa Bay at 2900 Bayport Drive in Tampa. That's the one that's, if you're on the Courtney Campbell Expressway, the second you come out of the suicide jockey curve there from the airport and the road goes this way, that way, and the other way, that would be the big high-rise hotel over right on the bay. If you look to the left as you go west, The last one on the east, the first one on the west, you look over to the left, you got to make a U-turn to come back around to it, and then just go down the road there, and you'll be right there. It's the Grand Hyatt, Tampa Bay. Now, what's going to be going on is we will have the governor, first of all, with a special in-person address. It's going to be a policy speech, so it's going to be a news-making, a breaking speech, and we'll have the media there, amongst other things. It's going to be very interesting. Mike Gallagher, of course, my buddy in the room out back. His studios are around the corner from me. He'll be there. Larry Elder, who could be the governor-elect of California, will be there. The Job Creators Network president and CEO, Alfredo Ortiz, will be there. Our buddy Rebecca Walser, who is a Fox News contributor, and she's also got a local show that you can see here on television. She'll be there from the Walser Wealth Network, if you will. And then what we're going to be talking about, what they're going to be talking about, and by the way, Bill Bunkley is the moderator for this discussion. They're going to be talking about high taxes, just saying no to high taxes, no to government red tape, and no to mandates. It'll be pretty basic, and you're gonna like what they're going to say. So 5:30 is when the VIP reception starts. I'm not sure that there's a lot of tickets left for that, if there's any at all, but you can try, and I'll tell you where to do that in a minute. The VIP reception's at 5:30, goes till 6:30. The main event starts at 7, goes till 9. And all you got to do is go to the website, theanswertampa.com, theanswertampa.com, and boom, you get your tickets and you're in Lakeland. Just that simple. So I hope to see you there. I'll be up on stage giving the Pledge of Allegiance, as I always do. And I'll be up there. I may have a friend with me. How's that? I may have a friend with me there. So you can take advantage of that. And, oh, by the way, one last little thing. Friday for lunch, I'll be at the Bel Air Women's Republican Club, which is right there at the Bel Air Country Club in Clearwater on Bel Air. I think it's called Bel Air Boulevard. It's a big club, country club. It sits right there kind of like in the middle of Clearwater, just south of the downtown area. Looking forward to that. We'll be talking September 11th, even though it's September the 10th. We're going to honor all first responders, and it's already sold out. The lunch is already sold out, so if you did come, you'd have to give a donation, but you wouldn't be able to get the food that the rest of us will be eating, but that's totally up to you if you want to do that. And then Saturday, I will be myself personally at 11 a.m. I will be at Mission Barbecue on West Waters in Tampa for the September 11th Memorial Observance there. I will not be alone. I will have a NYPD detective who also was at the World Trade Center that day and also had the same sort of scenario happen to him that happened to me. And we'll be talking about our experience to what extent we can. And then we'll also have the retiring Tampa police chief there, I was told. And I'm looking forward to that, to meeting him. I've not met him, but he's retiring, and he'll be there for that event, too. So that'll be very well attended. It always is. All right. Now, let's get into what we should be looking at today when it comes time for the weather, or for the news. We should be looking at the weather in northern Florida and southern Georgia because we've got Tropical Storm Mindy now working its way across, and it's up there, I-75 north towards Valdosta from the I-10 split. You should have still a bunch of rain on I-10, I-75. It's going to work its way across east to Brunswick, to Savannah. A lot of rain's going to be dumped over in there. It's going to be a lot of flooding today, unfortunately, because it is going to be a rainmaker. There is some wind, but nothing to worry about. It's only 35 miles an hour and going to get less. But keep in mind that this is the day that you need to pay attention to what's going on up there, just so you don't get caught in something. Just so you don't get caught in something. And remember, turn around, don't drown. If there's standing water in the road or moving water in the road, for God's sake, don't try to drive through it, especially if you don't know how deep it is. It might be the last time you go through a bunch of water with a stream that's over its bank. Just don't do it. Be smart. We don't want to be talking about you being swept away, which is what happened, by the way, up there in Hurricane Ida when the remnants of it struck New Jersey, New York City, and this, that, and the other. Some of the vehicles that were swept away. And by the way, there was a Connecticut state trooper that was killed when his patrol car was swept away by a raging stream over its banks. And he was in the car, and downstream he went, and that was the end of it. So it can happen to the first responders, too. So be careful. Be careful. And Fred, thanks for all the great comments that you make there. I appreciate you very much. And the whole purpose behind that is the kids are back in school, my friend. Kids are back in school, and they need to have an opportunity to get the best education they can with the best means that they can. So there you go. And by the way, Fred, I think you said you liked one of the songs I played last night. So if you ever hear some music there, Fred, that you want to hear me play, and that's Fred in Fort Lauderdale, let me know, and I'll see if I can't get it done. It depends on the music rights and all that stuff. I have to check a little chart and whatnot. That's why you hear me play a lot of oldies, because the oldies, for the most part, are exempt. They're exempt, so you can play whatever you want. Now, as we get ready to close the show for today, don't forget that as we close in on September 11th, Patriots Day, that a lot of families on that day do a lot of grieving. And just because you see somebody at an event and maybe they're not jumping up and down and doing, you know, being happy-dappy, doing a happy dance and all that stuff, it means they're remembering their loved ones. And unless you've walked a mile in their shoes, I wouldn't be doing too much criticizing. Give them a little space. Tell them thank you for what you did. Sorry about the loss of your loved one or something like that. And let it go with that, because a lot of the folks won't want to be bothered. And I will tell you, up at the World Trade Center, I'm hearing from some of the families already that they do not want to see Joe Biden show his face there in New York. And if he does, they're telling me they're going to turn their back on him, which I don't doubt. That's been done before to different presidents. Bill Clinton, one of them. Barack Obama, another one. Mayor Bill de Blasio, how about that? It was done to him. All right, here comes the music. That means it's time for me to go, but I want you all to have a great day. Enjoy life. Remember, when you leave the house, make sure you tell your better half you love her, because it might be the last time you ever see her, especially if you're a first responder. I'll be back tonight with more. God bless America.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.